too. And as have I, but not since I was about, you know, 30 years ago, let's say.
Okay. Welcome back to the show, everybody.
Have you ever, like, nowadays, and I don't know why I do this, I when I'm driving or I think about if I were ever homeless, yeah. Where I would...
Where you would go?
Yeah, like where I'd, you know...
Where you would go hang out?
And, yeah.
And dude, like, I think of the same thing all
really?
The time.
Really?
Do you ever see those, like, little woods out of nowhere that are, like, in the middle of, like, the highway system? There would be, like, a wood somewhere?
Mm.
You know, like, kind of like Vest.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
That's where I would go.
Okay, fair enough.
A little tent in the middle of a woods, in the middle of a...
See, I don't even think of such accommodations as a tent.
What do you think of? Like, under a bush?
No, yeah, I mean, I guess I don't even know what...
Because I've lived under a bush.
What that looks like, really...
It's horrible. This segment brought to you by homelessness. Good evening, Milwaukee!
Welcome to the Midnight to Twilight Show with Brian Midnight, Katie Twilight.
Katie! Katie's not... She's in the back. She's rehearsing her lines.
Hey, Milwaukee.
Oh, there she is. Katie Twilight.
We've missed you all.
The lovely Katie Twilight.
We talk about doing some entertaining podcasts for y'all.
So tonight's the night.
It never comes to fruition, right, Brian?
Lately it has not. But tonight, folks, you're in for a treat. Tonight, our episode is about epilepsy.
Oh, alright.
Can we do
unemployment?
That? Unemployment?
Unemployment? I mean...
Unemployment.
I don't know if people really have that connection to epilepsy like we do, you know? I just felt it in my head today.
Oh, God.
The fourth time, you know, in succession. And, you know, I have very short hair. I just shaved my head to some... Really cute, I have to admit, pixie cut. Really happy with it, but I have these large gashes that...
Folks, and it's brutal. I saw three or four of them.
And Brian takes such great care of me. And
oh, it's my pleasure.
Keeps me safe.
But, folks, it's a real deal.
Just put a bite.
Epilepsy. Let me just tell you a story about how it's affected our lives. And just watching Katie having to go through seizures. Well, granted, it's not as bad as a lot of people have. She has them on average about a seizure once a month. But the worst part about it is she usually hits her head on something. Because folks, if you don't know what epilepsy is, it's these grand mal seizures just come out of nowhere and pop. You drop like a sack of potatoes. And Katie, this tonight was no different. She hit her head square on the corner of our dresser and then hit the floor right in front of my eyes.
I think one of the hardest things is earlier on last September, I had one while I was picking up my children from school. So we were, you know, rounding the corner from just picking them up. You know, my son is 9, my daughter's 14. So, I had a seizure while driving. We were only going probably maybe 15 miles an hour. It wasn't, you know, some high rate of speed, but I did end up driving off the road, and, understandably, they are very afraid, my son especially, to drive with me, and I don't know how to fix this, because...
This is real. I mean, this is real. Ongoing thing in our lives.
I can't tell him that I'm never going to have one again while driving because I don't know that to be 100% true. And I don't ever want to be, you know, openly deceptive if I know it's something that I can't promise 100%. But yeah. even when they come over, you know, Ollie asks if, you know, Brian's going to be home. you know, and you know, where is Brian? And, you know, he relies on Brian being here so that, you know, an adult can take control. So, anyway, I'm sorry, Brian.
No, God.
That's just a really hard thing when your kids are afraid of you.
God.
You know, maybe not.
It's been a source of pain in our family. So,
I think the awareness needs to get out there to the public that this is a dilemma here, because Katie is I'm not going to give her age up or
her,
she's 44. She just turned 44 years old.
Damn good looking. 44.
Oh my God, she's gorgeous. If you guys haven't seen what she looks like, just check out social media. You can find her, Katie Twilight, or Katie. Okay. Well, I'm not going to give up her.
Okay.
Stage name is Twilight. Obviously, these are stage names, folks.
Names.
Radio personality names. We're big shots.
In our own right.
But seriously, it is a horrific disease. And
I don't think anybody, like, understands, Brian, like, that, you know, even driving to a job, you know, it is considered a disability, you know. But
that's what we're going to talk about.
Okay, but it's really hard to even, you know, get medical professionals to, you know, sign the 2-page paperwork. I don't know. I've run into just issues. So,
yeah, because it's there still isn't a well-known cause for this disease. It's an unknown etiology usually, and there's nowhere to go with that. So that what they do is they prescribe you medicine. And if that don't work, they try a different one. And if that don't work, they try a different one. And if that one works, they keep you on it until it doesn't work. And then they start doing a different one.
Well, and the one that I did originally get on is a pretty, you know, common one. But it was during COVID. So anytime I had an appointment with a neurologist or somebody to get, you know, some sort of visual of my brain, it was canceled because one of their nurses was found to have COVID, so they had to shut the office down. I mean, you all know and have seen the, you know, the COVID tragedies. But so it was during that time, and I have not been able to get some answers, you know, and don't even get me started about the state of Wisconsin's unemployment, because...
Oh, my God.
I'm surprised, and this is horrible, but you know how people get postal? I'm surprised nobody's gone after
oh my God.
Unemployment, with just how,
ridiculous.
And they don't know what they're doing, and it's kind of like, they can't give us an answer, but they try to, and then it's wrong, and I mean, it's horrible. If anybody has any good stories or suggestions on how to maybe get some answers or whatever, please let us know.
Please leave a message on it. I've left a link for our email, as well as there is to leave a message on our website or on our podcast cover art, whatever.
Okay. But yeah, sorry again.
So, the dilemma with Katie is she doesn't know if she should apply for disability for a few reasons.
And I don't know if that's even enough money to live off of.
It's not. Oh, come on. It's not.
I mean, how much? I wanted to say it was like $700 a month like that.
It wouldn't be even near what her earning power is. Katie's an educated woman, and she could go to work with using her degree, but... What happens when she falls down at work and hits her head on the cement or on a desk?
Well, and I was going to finish my master's degree. Right. I have one or two classes to go, but this has really affected my ability to remember things.
There's that. She literally. And,
I mean, I can't even tell you. Sometimes things happen, and within an hour, I can't tell you what. I mean, people could really honestly get over on me.
It's sad.
It's sad that there's memories that me and Katie have had together that she doesn't remember.
Not to mention just my entire, you know, life, right?
It's been, man.
Anyway.
It's been horrible.
Again, and if somebody has experience with epilepsy, chime in and let us know, because we are, I'm getting ready to go through a company who randomly, you know, said they'd help me. And then I realized they're the company that went and helped, you know, sent me that paperwork to have my doctor sign.
Yeah.
Which, don't get me started on state insurance either, because that is a horrible sham. I can't say it, but our government needs some really, I think everybody has a little bit of problem with obviously receiving benefits from the government. I've never had to do it to this extent before, you know, unemployment, disability, but, you know, and it's just so frustrating. I think it's even worse than the average, you know, problems that people face in dealing with our government, you know, our state government and stuff like that. But,
yeah, man. I mean, Katie, it's like she did what people do. She graduated high school, went to college, studied, got her degree, went for a master's, and then worked all her life, raised a family. And then when she needed to lean on the system, which
I can't say that I've ever done.
Which she has never done, but she deserves it now, because it's what it's there for. It's set up for people like her. She should get unemployment. She should get disability. But she should have state insurance during this period. But none of it comes true. It's so frustrating.
Even you talking about it brings me to just a level of very...
She's bummed out.
I mean, just
get... And, folks, there's not a lot of money. There's no money in podcasting. So,
I think they know that.
This is not, we are not rich people.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, we're going to take a short break. And after the break, who knows what we're going to talk about? We don't even know what's next. This segment was brought to you by Anchor FM. Good evening, Milwaukee!
Welcome to the Midnight Twilight Show for Brian Midnight, Katie Twilight.
Katie's not. She's in the back. She's rehearsing her lines.
Hey, Milwaukee.
Oh, there she is. Katie Twilight.
We've missed you all.
The lovely Katie Twilight.
We talk about doing some entertaining podcast for y'all.
So tonight's the night.
Never comes to fruition, right, Brian?
Lately it has not. But tonight, folks, you're in for a treat. Tonight, our episode is about epilepsy.
Oh, alright.
Can we do
unemployment?
That? Unemployment?
I don't know.
Unemployment?
I mean...
Unemployment.
I don't know if people really have that connection to epilepsy like we do. You know? I just fell in my head today.
Oh, God.
The fourth time, you know, in succession. And, you know, I have very short hair. I just shaved my head to some really cute, I have to admit, pixie cut. Really happy with it. But I have these large gashes that...
Folks, and it's brutal. I saw three or four of them.
And Brian takes such great care of me. And
it's my pleasure.
Keeps me safe.
But, folks... It's a real deal.
Just for the bike.
Epilepsy. Let me just tell you a story about how it's affected our lives. And just watching Katie having to go through seizures. Well, granted, it's not as bad as a lot of people have. She has them on average about a seizure once a month. But the worst part about it is, and she usually... hits your head on something. Because folks, if you don't know what epilepsy is, it's these grand mal seizures just come out of nowhere and pow, you drop like a sack of potatoes. And Kate, this tonight was no different. She hit her head square on the corner of our dresser and then hit the floor right in front of my eyes.
I think one of the hardest things is earlier on last September, I had one while I was picking up my children from school. So we were, you know, rounding the corner from just picking them up. You know, my son is 9, my daughter's 14. So I had a seizure while driving. We were only going probably maybe 15 miles an hour. It wasn't, you know, some high rate of speed, but I did end up driving off the road, and understandably they are very afraid, my son especially, to drive with me, and I don't know how to fix this, because
this is real. I mean, this is real ongoing thing in our lives.
I can't tell him that I'm never going to have one again while driving, because I don't know that to be 100% true. And I don't ever want to be, you know, openly deceptive if I know it's something that I can't promise 100%. But yeah. even when they come over, you know, Ollie asks if, you know, Brian's going to be home, you know, and you know, where's Brian? And, you know, he relies on Brian being here so that, you know, an adult can take control. So, anyway, I'm sorry, Brian, to
interrupt. No, God.
That's just a really hard thing when your kids are afraid of you.
God.
You know, maybe not.
It's been a source of pain in our family. So I think the awareness needs to get out there to the public that this is a dilemma here, because Katie is I'm not going to give her age up or
her
she's 44. She just turned 44 years old.
Damn good looking.
Oh my God, she's gorgeous. If you guys haven't seen what she looks like, just check out social media. You can find her, Katie Twilight, or Katie. Okay. Well, I'm not going to give up her.
Okay.
Stage name is Twilight. Obviously, these are stage names, folks.
Names.
as you, radio personality names. We're big shots.
In our own right.
But seriously, it is a horrific disease. And
I don't think anybody, like, understands, Brian, like, that, you know, even driving to a job, you know, it is considered a disability, you know. But
that's what we're going to talk about.
Okay, but it's really hard to even, you know, get medical professionals to, you know, sign the 2-page paperwork. I don't know. I've run into just issues. So,
yeah, because it's they can't. There still isn't a well-known cause for this disease. It's an unknown etiology usually, and there's nowhere to go with that. So that what they do is they prescribe you medicine, and if that don't work, they try a different one. And if that don't work, they try a different one. And if that one works, they keep you on it until it doesn't work, and then they start doing a different one.
Well, and the one that I did originally get on is a pretty, you know, common one, but it was during COVID, so anytime I had an appointment with a neurologist or somebody to get, you know, some sort of visual of my brain, it was canceled because one of their nurses was found to have COVID, so they had to shut the office down. I mean, you all know and have seen the, you know, the COVID tragedies. But so it was during that time, and I have not been able to get some answers, you know, and don't even get me started about the state of Wisconsin's unemployment, because...
Oh, my God.
I'm surprised, and this is horrible, but you know how people get postal? I'm surprised nobody's gone after the
oh my God.
Unemployment, with just how,
ridiculous.
And they don't know what they're doing, and it's kind of like they can't give us an answer, but they try to, and then it's wrong, and I mean, it's horrible. If anybody has any good stories or suggestions on how to maybe get some answers or whatever, please let us know.
Please leave a message on it. I've left a link for our email, as well as there is a, you can leave a message on our website or on our podcast cover art, whatever.
Okay. But yeah, sorry, again.
So the dilemma with Katie is she doesn't know if she should apply for disability for a few reasons.
And I don't know if that's even enough money to live off of.
It's not. Oh, come on, it's not.
I mean, how much? I wanted to say it was like $700 a month or something like that.
It wouldn't be even near what her earning power is. Katie's an educated woman, and she could go to work with using her degree. But what happens when she falls down at work and hits her head on the cement or on a desk?
Well, and I was going to finish my master's degree. Right. I have one or two classes to go, but this has really affected my ability to remember things.
There's actually literally. And,
I mean, I can't even tell you. Sometimes things happen, and within an hour, I can't tell you what. I mean, people could really honestly get over on me.
It's sad. It's sad that there's memories that me and Katie have had together that she doesn't remember.
Not to mention just my entire, life, right?
It's been, man.
Anyway.
It's been horrible.
Again, and if somebody has experience with epilepsy, chime in and let us know, because we are, I'm getting ready to go through a company who randomly, said they'd help me, and then I realized they're the company that went and sent me that paperwork to have my doctor sign.
Yeah.
Which, don't get me started on state insurance either, because that is a horrible sham. I can't say it, but our government needs some really. I think everybody has a little bit of problem with. Obviously, receiving benefits from the government. I've never had to do it to this extent before. Unemployment, disability, and it's just so frustrating. I think it's even worse than the average, problems that people face in dealing with our government, our state government and stuff like that. But,
yeah, man. I mean, Katie, it's like she did what people do. She graduated high school, went to college, studied, got her degree, went for a master's, and then worked all her life, raised a family. And then when she needed to lean on the system, which
I can't say that I've ever done.
Which she has never done, but she deserves it now, because it's what it's there for. It's set up for people like her. She should get unemployment. She should get disability. But she should have state insurance during this period. But none of it comes true. It's so frustrating.
Even you talking about it brings me to just a level of very...
She's bummed out.
I mean, just
get... And, folks, there's not a lot of money. There's no money in podcasting. So,
I think they know that.
This is not, we are not rich people.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, we're going to take a short break. And after the break, who knows what we're going to talk about? We don't even know what's next. This segment was brought to you by Anchor FM. Good morning, Milwaukee. Welcome to the Midnight to Twilight Show.
Show.
Your host, Brian Midnight, with the beautiful Katie Twilight. Say hi, Katie.
Good morning.
She's subdued this morning. She got it really good last night. What? Oh, my God.
Yeah, he just left.
that was hard. That was a hard one to take. Okay, well, we're on a little mission coming back from a little something-something. we're going to have to get back to you folks because I don't know what else to say. This segment was brought to you by Sitco.
And I told you this yesterday, but I have some sort of a, one of those bugs in my eyeball.
Oh my God. All that for that.
I'm not even, but it's kind of a serious thing, don't you think?
Oh my God. Yeah, it is kind of serious. Is it really in there?
Yes, it's really in there.
Oh my God. This segment brought to you by Bugs in the Eyeball.
Is this Capricorn? Oh, yeah. Oh, see, look at how quickly
you turn around. Keep going straight. This segment, really, though, is like what we like to call... What do we call this?
Cracking up.
Boom. Cracking up in Milwaukee. No, we love the city, folks, and we like to drive around the city once in a while and see the sights and...
Sellers.
And, hey, I used to work there.
This one?
Yeah, not that one, but Sellers, yes. And just check out the sights. It's a beautiful day in Milwaukee. It's probably 97 and muggy.
Wait, hold on.
Typical.
All right.
Milwaukee day. But we are heading back home to the treehouse eventually. 250 feet in the air in the redwood forest. But when we're in Milwaukee, we stay at the brownstone.
That's right.
The brownstone.
Oh!
Oh, look at that.
Ooh, look at that. Luscious.
Chocolate. Beauty.
She got dressed this morning. She was like, girl. Sister looks.
Oh, wait a minute. The people can't hear us with the air conditioner.
The people.
I don't know what else. What?
Whoa.
Watch out.
Whoa.
The po-po, folks. The po-po has pulled us over. No, they have not. They are going around us. On a drug bus, no less, I'm sure.
Oh, look at this fool.
Or
just anything.
Typical driver in Milwaukee, this guy.
Jackass.
Follow him, Katie. What do you want to do for lunch today?
You said it already.
What was that?
Some thick-cut BLTs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what?
Folks, we have a phone call on the show. A phone call on the show. And it's TJ. I don't know what happened there.
What happened? These brownstones?
No. And folks, we're going to go on break after this short break. We're going to listen to some music. Actually, we're going to listen to some music right now. Look at that, Katie. What in the God's name is that?
You know what? She's living.
She happy?
What is it?
Foot free and fanciful?
Fancy.
What? Your,
what's the music on?
Diet after a week.
Here we go, folks.
Correct. It's an F-0121.
Days pass by and my eyes stay dry and I think that I'm okay. Till I find myself in conversation fading away. When you smile, when you walk, the time you took, teach me all that you had done. Tell me how
I'm gonna get this blown up.
What's that, Katie?
This,
Oh, I know it's nice.
This picture.
Sometimes
folks.
We're back. No, we're not back, are we? Technical difficulties. Technical difficulties.
Two. And as of I, but not since I was about, 30 years ago, let's say.
Okay. Welcome back to the show, everybody.
Have you ever, nowadays, and I don't know why I do this, I when I'm driving or I think about if I were ever homeless, yeah. Where I would...
Where you would go.
Yeah, where I'd,
Where you would go hang out.
And, yeah.
And dude, I think of the same thing all
really?
The time.
Really?
Do you ever see those, little woods out of nowhere that are, in the middle of, the highway system? There would be, a wood somewhere. Kind of like Vest.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
That's where I would go.
Okay, fair enough.
A little tent in the middle of a woods, in the middle of a...
See, I don't even think of such accommodations as a tent.
What do you think of? Like under a bush?
No, yeah, I guess I don't even know what...
Because I've lived under a bush.
What that looks like, really.
It's horrible. This segment brought to you by homelessness.